Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my book, my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Grace Marie Turner is our guest, president of the Galen Institute, G-A-L-E-N.org. It's an organization that I've been telling you about now for over 20 years. Grace Marie is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Could not do without her. She's educated us so much over the years on what's the right way to have health care and reform it here in the United States. Grace Marie, thanks again for being here. You got another website. I always forget the exact name of it.
Well, actually, we've started a new website, AmericanHealthCareChoices.org.
Okay.
AmericanHealthCareChoices.org, and it's really a good website to find out everything that smart people are writing, including us, about healthcare and the path forward. So there's a good place to go to find out about things like the changes that already have been made in our health sector that are helping people. And I think Republicans did a terrible job in taking credit for both a lot of the changes that have been made through Congress and through administrative order.
That's what I pointed out in the last segment, Grace Marie, that the new options that my family is receiving our health care insurance premiums have almost doubled since Obamacare, and they have doubled, and in fact, in some ways, they've tripled. And the new executive order options that we've just been given cuts those by 2/3. Now, why wouldn't that be something President Trump would be talking about all over the place? I said in the last segment, in my last segment of the previous half hour, Grace Marie, I think he made a mistake by not dwelling on that.
That's right, and especially to this community. He talked about it, but of course it never got media coverage because the media does not want to give Republicans credit for any positive action on health care. First of all, they got rid of the individual mandate, which means that this had to be passed by Congress. The penalty's gone, which means that you can buy the kind of coverage
but
that
President
you want.
But President Trump in his meetings said, in his meetings he said, all right, I'm going to talk about health care for 5 minutes. I don't want to talk about that anymore, and I'll talk about the economy. That was a mistake because the economy was not number one. It was number two or three.
And also it's because, okay, good, the economy's on track. What are you going
we're
to
taking
do
that
for
us granted.
Next?
Yeah.
That people want to know, what are you going to do if we put you back in power? You can't talk and expect them to go to the polls and reward you for what you've already done. They'll punish you, but they want to know if they like what you've done.
Right.
They want to know, okay, what's next?
You know, Grace Marie, I do think, though, there's some demographic issues. Some demographic realities, I should say, that the Republicans need to pay attention to that are different from what we're talking about in a way, and that is the millennial vote. The 18 to 39 went 60-40 for Democrats, and the female vote went more than that. The urban vote went more than that. Most of millennials gravitate toward the urban lifestyle. And so my point is they do need to get a handle on health care. They need to keep talking about immigration. But in terms of the demographic situation, by this next election, the Republicans have got to get a handle on the millennial generation. I mean, they're the biggest generation ever, and 100% of them are voting age.
Right, and they are very, very far left, and they've gone through our educational system, and particularly colleges, universities, that are so ultra-liberal, they've almost been brainwashed, they do vote.
But here's the thing, though, Grace Marie, they are also pushing 40. Some of them are getting closer to 40. The next 2 years, about a fourth of them or more will be late 30s, early 40s, and you know that's the age that Winston Churchill said. You know, he said if you're 20, you don't, and you're not liberal, you don't have a heart. If you're 40, you don't, and you're not conservative, you don't have a brain. That group is getting closer to the reality of the marketplace, and I think a strategy could help the conservative cause.
But the Democrats already have gone after them, and their plan is to promise them Medicare for all, to promise, don't even worry about health care. You don't have to worry about insurance. Mm-hmm. You're just going to go see a doctor whenever you want, and the government's going to pay for it. You're never going to have to pay another penny directly out of your pocket off for health care. We'll just pay for it through taxes and, of course, deficit spending. They don't say that. But that's what they're being promised, and that's actually the debate that now, today, is starting about whether we move to a totally government-run healthcare system, which I think millennials overwhelmingly support, including a lot of Democrats and physicians.
Well, one of the reasons why they might be predisposed to be that way, Grace Marie, is because an increasing number of them either are by default or are embracing the gig economy, which does not provide for any kind of corporate health care, paternal health care.
But then that's why the president, with his executive orders, has been doing so many good things by giving people
They still have to write a check for it. And with Medicare for all,
yes,
they don't have to write a check.
I guess that's right. They want it free.
Direct.
But it's cost $32 trillion over 10 years.
Oh, it can't
extra
work.
Extra in government spending.
It can't work. We've already got it. We've already got a Medicare contingent liability time bomb waiting. So when we come back, I'm going to get Grace Marie to pull her crystal ball out and talk to us about what's going to happen going forward. She's got one. I've seen it, but folks, it's a really good one. Grace Marie Turner and I will be right back. Galen.org is her website. I encourage you to check it out and support the good work that they do.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.